worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, we spoopin' here on a freak accident. Welcome to...
Is that like spooning a poop?
If it wasn't before, it is now, and I'm excited about it. But welcome to our podcast. It is the spoopy season here now that we are into October. I'm Crisco, joined by Lazy E.
I saved a life today.
Wow. Well, you save lives regularly, though, with the things that you do.
But this time, I saved somebody.
A man of charity, Lazy E, and now a hero. We'll find out in a moment. We got Kara here as well.
I'm turning into a unicorn. No, I'm the unicorn.
The person who already is a unicorn, Mickey. So Kara's becoming more like Mickey all the time. She's supposed to work in the opposite direction.
No, what's happening?
I'll explain.
All right, well, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
The website is afreakaccident.com. That's where you can find everything to do with this podcast. And if you feel like reaching out to us, you can do so, freaks@afreakaccident.com. That is our email address. So, who do we touch first here? Ooh. Whose story do we have? I don't know why I went weird about that. But let's go with unicorn first.
Okay.
Age before beauty. So, Kara, by all means, go ahead.
That makes perfect sense. Thanks. So, I don't know if you could see, but I wore my hair like this on purpose because right here on my hairline, in the center of my head, there's a mosquito bite, a giant one.
I could see it.
Yeah.
And right in the receding part of your hairline.
Right here
right?
in the receding part of my hairline. Oh, my God. There's a mini one next to it, sort of, but then there's one big one right there.
I know.
And
it's going to grow into a horn.
It's going to grow into a horn. I'm going to become a unicorn, and I've been touching it all day long.
Of course you have.
Are you sure you're going to become a unicorn, or are you going to become Mosquito Woman? Was that a radioactive mosquito, and now you're going to have one of their blood-sucking nodule things come out of your head?
Maybe.
And you're
going to
be
way,
like, yeah, weird
it's
vampire
very,
fusion.
It's feelable? Feelable? It's
feelable.
It's feelable. I don't know.
And I call myself the wordsmith.
I know. You're losing your reins.
Yeah. Because I'm touching that that mosquito bite. It's making me...
It's giving you magic powers.
Dumber.
Giving me dumber. Why did it spend the time and effort to get under your hair?
I don't know.
It could have bit any other part of your face. Why go
They're
up
probably
there?
Like, this is funny.
This will look hilarious.
You can't really see it unless you look at it like really hard, but
yep,
he got you good. Meh.
But he did, yeah. So I'm not excited about it.
It's a she.
Or she did.
Where were you? Are the worker mosquitoes females, like bees?
No,
the blood suckers are females.
Are they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
You know what? That makes perfect sense,
it does.
Actually. I agree.
It is. She's actually right on this one.
Interesting. I never knew that. So what do the males do?
They're huge. And all they do... They are. They're
massive. That sounds familiar.
Oh, my God.
They are... they're the ones that make noise. So do you know what that tells you? The males make noise. The females don't. So when you hear nothing is when you have to worry the most.
That is also true. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of metaphors between mosquitoes and humans
here
in this discussion.
Wait, what sounds do mosquitoes make? They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard like that, like the little, like when they're flying by or whatever?
If I heard noises mosquitoes made, oh no, wait, it's a woman that bit my head. Never mind. I was going to say, I would have known before today that I got bit on the forehead/hairline of my head. When I touch it, I become dumb and a nerve.
I don't know how. She keeps producing drops and quotes for the Instagram. Like every time she opens
her
mouth.
She's in it for the gram.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Lazy E, whose life did you save?
All right, so I went to the grocery store before I came here, and I was sitting in my car just giving it a few minutes before I came here, and then all of a sudden this lady walks by and the cart boy at the grocery store, that he goes and just takes his cart as a humane thing, mm-hmm. so she didn't have to bring it back. And then all of a sudden, as he's taking it away, I'm like, there's a cane on this thing.
Uh-oh.
So as she's limping to her car, I go, ma'am, your cane. And she goes, I did have a cane. And all of a sudden, she just goes, I'm not even joking, goes, cart boy! So I'm a GD hero.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
I didn't get out of my car to help her.
No, of course not. Yelled out the window.
Yeah. Although now I'm like extremely troubled by the fact that this lady forgot her cane and then was going to drive herself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was more worried about the cart boy who takes her cart. The cane was right on the part where you hold the cart.
Yeah.
How did he not notice that?
It's hard to find good help these days.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Like, you're doing that job. You're in a fog most mm-hmm. of the time.
$15 an hour.
That's what they make?
I'm just assuming everybody's making $15 an hour now.
Kind of, yeah. That is like, see, that seemed to be the starting rate these days, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I walked by a McDonald's the other day. It's like, come on in, $15 an hour. And I'm like,
You don't even have to get everything right.
And consider, well, they never do.
Right.
So, yeah, you can be wrong all the time, make that kind of money, and free fries. You know, you get to, like, take whatever food is left over at the end of every night.
Yeah, there goes your diet.
I see no downside to this at all. None.
He'll turn into a grimace.
No.
It's going to be a taste bud.
I know, yeah.
That is what he is, isn't it?
I guess. Yeah.
That was like a random fact on a game that we played like a long time ago. I don't know if it was Yes or BS or something like that.
No, but it was just recently a scientist came, or not a scientist, and a longtime worker, scientist, a longtime worker of
same
McDonald's
thing, right?
Came out and said he was a taste bud.
Hmm. Interesting. I thought he was like a McNugget that went bad.
Sweet.
So did I. I always thought like a nuclear explosion happened and it was around the Nugget Factory.
Yeah.
So there was a clown.
Yeah.
A taste bud.
Yep.
A witch? Or that was the Hamburglar.
Yeah, that was the Hamburglar. Yeah, he was just not a witch.
Yeah, he was just a
robber. He had a cape and a hat.
And then they had the Fry Guys.
The Fry Guys. So wait, what? They had Fry Guys?
Yes.
What did they look like?
Fries.
Like they had a whole, like they, were they a whole container
were you
of
touching
fries?
The unicorn thing?
Yeah. I don't remember them.
Look
I
up the
either.
Fry Guys. You don't remember
there's
the
like
Fry Guys?
I don't either.
There's like, I don't specifically remember them, but like by the time I think I was aware enough of television and commercials to be able to follow, like the McDonald's family was already fully formed.
These are the Fry Guys?
Yeah, they're the Fry Guys.
They look like pom-poms.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what they are. They're Fry Guys.
Oh, sorry.
Are they like a ball of fries? Is that what it's supposed to be? I do not remember
those. Is it like chewed up fries, and then when you spit it back out, it's the potatoes? That's what it looks like, chewed up fries.
Yeah, hash browns.
Yeah. I don't... Oh, here's a picture of everybody. There was a duck.
Who the heck is the duck?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the duck.
Howard the duck is just randomly in there.
And some kind of...
Oh, and the Hamburglar. No, the hamburger.
And some kind of, there's an actual full-on hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
The Hamburglar.
Oh, that was Mayor McCheese you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like a some kind of ship guy over here, like a pirate captain something over there. And then this guy over here is like a guy from Jumanji. Like an explorer.
Yeah, I'm very confused.
He was the mad scientist that brought them all to life.
That's what I
there's
mean.
There's got to be. Like... I'm saving this picture. We'll post it on
Who
Instagram.
Are all of these people? If you know and if you can provide lore, freaksinafreakaccident.com, message it to us. Speaking of that, what is that? I wanted to follow up on this because it was such a big talking point last week on the show, was the search for Brian Laundrie, who was the guy that everybody is pretty much guaranteed killed Gabby Petito. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly enough, you know, it's funny, on the show last week, we talked about how Dog the Bounty Hunter was like allegedly like we were refreshing our phones, like waiting for him to find him at any second because he was out there saying, oh, yeah, we're coming up on him. We're right behind him. He made it sound like he was just over the next hill.
Right.
Like they were hiding in the brush waiting and they were just going to spring out and land on top of him. And then like you find out like a day later, we were even talking, like, he was looking for him on an island or something down in the Keys.
So.
And a day later, he's like, we found a Monster Energy can.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no, nobody else drinks those but this guy. So, yeah, you're definitely not. And then come to find out, you know, we were talking about, and a lot of people were saying, like, yeah, Dog the Bounty Hunter, like, he's better at this than the FBI. Look, he's already found him and everything. And then just a couple of days ago, some hiker multiple states away on, like, the border of North Carolina and Tennessee or something like that, like, says he saw Brian Laundry?
That's it. I have no idea. Yeah. Sure.
And now, 1 hour ago from NBC News, a dozen Brian Laundry sightings have been reported in North Carolina, according to officials.
So, well, at least it's North Carolina.
Not only was Dog wrong, but he was wrong by multiple hundreds of miles.
And people are always seeing him because, like we said last week, he kind of looks like a normal guy.
Yeah, he does kind of look like everybody else looks.
Yeah, that's...
Like, if you squint and look at him, he looks like everybody in Scranton.
Right.
Which is probably why that one person thought they saw him at a Scranton gas station.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't know if he can grow his hair back, if he's naturally bald or balding, but if he can, no one's going to know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nobody would recognize him. I mean, it's just funny to me that, yeah, so apparently Dog is just as inept as the FBI after all. He's on this island. We have Monster Energy drinks to prove it. And then days later, some guy's like, yeah, no, he's in North Carolina. Like, man, you were off a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
How big is his dartboard, do you think? You're just randomly throwing darts at states.
Here.
Like, let's see. Yeah. Texas. There we go. All right. That's where he's at.
And then he drives off. I am the dog. I'm the big old dog.
Yeah. So maybe Dog not as good at this as we thought.
Mm.
That's sad. I kind of wanted him to find him.
I mean, it would have been funny if he was the one. And I thought it was really like, because everybody was riding that high. Like, Dog's going to do it. He's right on his trail. He's hot on this trail. People were actually buying and chartering planes to carry, like, the ticker tape behind it that says, you know, hey, Brian, I'm coming for you, Dog, or whatever.
Aww.
Like, it wasn't him doing it, but, like, people were, like, getting so into this idea that he was going to find him before the FBI. And then there was that sobering moment where that tip came in, and, like, one of the headlines was, Dog the Bounty Hunter investigating this new tip in North Carolina. It's like, yeah, he knows he effed up. you were messing around in the Florida Keys. This dude is north multiple states.
Way to go, Dog.
I feel like I could
what
find
up, dog?
Him. Yeah, what up, Dog, indeed.
Like, why'd you get...
Yeah, no, I got it.
I mean, to be fair, though, the FBI wasn't right either because they were searching swamps in Florida.
Right,
and he was in North Carolina, at least we assume.
We don't know where he is.
No.
And I really don't see much in the last couple days on what's going on with any of
it. Yeah, because the rush, the excitement, the heat, the chase is gone now. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, no, Dog wasn't onto anything. He was, you know, punishing litter bugs for ruining the Florida Keys with aluminum cans. He wasn't really actually finding anything of note. I don't know. But we'll stay up to date on that story regardless because I feel like it's our duty now. I have a regular Brian Laundry search updates every week.
Yeah, there it is.
I saw Kara and Lazy E make eye contact when I said that word. I was like, I know what's coming. I'm going to let it come, though. That's how it's going to be. We can't keep that drop because this is a family-friendly show.
Yeah, yeah, really family-friendly.
I continue to rub off.
Whoa!
I mean... Crisco is white sticky stuff. So. Anyway, on the show today, a big Facebook was pretty much the center point of the news this past week.
Yes, it was.
For multiple reasons. We'll get into a couple of them. We've got this new, very, very popular show on Netflix.
It's going to be the most popular show ever on Netflix.
Is it really?
It's on pace.
Okay, so it's called Squid Game, but apparently the show has been entirely changed from how it was originally intended to look, and we'll have the details on that. We then have an interesting segment, which is the crazier lawsuit? So we know we live in the United States of America where everybody is sue happy. They will sue anybody for anything at any time. We're going to have two ridiculous lawsuits, and we'll see which one is more ridiculous than the other.
Yes.
We will then have a bit of an interactive listener segment where we ask, if you could keep only one streaming service, which one would it be? And I hope you guys have thought long and hard about this one.
It was actually bothering me.
Was it really?
Because it's tough.
Each one has its potential pros and cons. And then we're going to finish out, because it's spoopy season, as I led off the show talking about. We've got the top 20 scariest movies according to science.
Mm.
I don't know how the science determined whether or not something is scary. It's like watching the movie has like...
Heart rate.
I was going to say, yeah, either heart weight.
Did you just touch my mosquito bite?
Oh, yeah. It's either heart rate or perspiration or something like that.
Something.
There's probably some kind of biological measurement.
They'll have to wait till the end of the show to find out.
Well, you're going to have to do just that. So, like it or not, listen to the whole thing. It's a freak accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
So, baby, whistle, baby.
Because it's a whistleblower, you see.
Cute.
See what I did there? You thought you were going to get a Facebook song. Nope.
Whistle song.
That's true. Facebook has songs.
Yeah, they do. We have them.
Oh, you mean people singing about Facebook and how terrible it is?
You know, everybody was saying that when it went down.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was like, BS. Because you know where you're telling me it's terrible? On Facebook.
or on some form of social media.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, and that's really kind of what the thrust of this discussion is about here. Because Facebook, obviously, earlier this week, was the center point of news originally because a former Facebook manager, who's been dubbed a whistleblower now, her name is Frances Haugen. She actually Tuesday testified before the Senate about Facebook's practices, essentially. Kind of like, and the reason they're calling her a whistleblower, because like typically you would call a whistleblower like somebody who's blowing the lid on some sort of nefarious activity or conspiracy. So the reason, like for instance, what's his name? Edward Snowden was a whistleblower with regard to the government spying on everybody in the country.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind people that that is a thing that happened. The government is spying on all of its own citizens, and nobody really cares. So that's why, to me, it's like it's very disingenuous when you complain about losing your freedoms now, because you have not had them for a long time, and it just didn't bother you until coronavirus for some reason. But irrespective of all of that, the reason, so there was another thing too recently where it was talking about social media. There was like a scientific study with social media and its effect on essentially like the psychosis of people who use it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right. That was basically what the findings were, is that it creates like dependency problems and it gets people like dealing really heavily in narcissistic behavior.
Or depression.
Right. Leads to depression.
Actually, my therapist told me that it was actually feeding to my anxiety.
Sure. Yeah. And it desensitizes you to a lot of things too, you know, because after a while you only start seeing people as like their posts rather than seeing them as people on the other side of that post, which is like dangerous, you know, because it once you start dehumanizing other human beings, you start to justify all sorts of terrible things happening to those people.
Look at all the high school students when they're bullying somebody else and they're saying, go kill yourself.
Yeah, right.
Not realizing that's a person you're saying that to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And that's why it's a big deal. So that came out. Literally right after that, this woman comes forward and starts talking about how she had all these documents and all this background stuff from inside Facebook. She was a manager there and talked about how the company prioritizes profits over the safety of its users. Now, specifically, when you say like that it's unsafe for people to use, that like sounds like extreme language, but at the same time, what she's saying essentially is that Facebook allows the proliferation of hateful rhetoric, of misinformation, of different kinds of posts and news and things specifically that antagonize people and get them riled up because it leads to more engagement, which means more profits.
Right.
Because the more people are engaged, the more ads they're seeing, and the more money that they're reaping off of these people.
Yep.
And it doesn't surprise me at all. And this goes for any corporation. They're not looking out for the user.
Mm-mm. No.
They're looking out for the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook's no different than that.
Well, of course. And even worse than that, in Facebook's instance, in the case of social media, we aren't the consumers. We're the product.
Yeah.
We are what they are giving to advertisers who are their actual customers.
Right.
You know, it's our views. It's our eyes, our ears, our, you know, our cognitive, our understanding of things, mm-hmm. our likes and dislikes, knowing everything about us. We're the product.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They manufacture essentially a user base.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because there's actually a comedian. If you're not familiar with him, his name is Ryan George. He's on YouTube. He does stuff like for Screen Rant called Pitch Meeting. He's really, really funny. But he did actually he does like little skits and things like that. The one was, and I never really thought of it before, but he talked, it was like the premise was, oh, we're sharing stuff with people from other dimensions and other universes. Mm-hmm. Like we're talking about things that we have that they don't. And he used that to lead into, the guy was like, oh, hey, we have the algorithm. And the guy from the other dimension's like, what's that? And he starts explaining what the algorithm does. And like how he lays it out is something that I'd never thought of before. Like, it's a funny skit, but at the same time, he's like, okay, well, like his premise is, here's a story about a cute puppy that, you know, was running through a field of flowers. The guy's like, oh, how adorable and nice. Because, and here's a story about somebody who stabbed a guy. And he's like, what? That's outrageous. He's like, oh, seems like you reacted stronger to that. I'm going to give you more content like that. And the guy's like, well, wait, can I get more puppy stuff? He's like, you didn't react more strongly to the puppy stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, what if I told you that the person who stabbed the guy had different beliefs than you? And the guy's like, huh. How about that? You know, it's like, and he used it to set up like the whole thing is like, you react more to negative stuff, and then the algorithm automatically gives you more negative stuff because that's what gets you riled up.
Right.
That's what gets you angry reacting and typing out all sorts of furious comments and then talking. That's what it exposes you to more. And it just leads you down a tunnel where eventually at the bottom, and it's funny, that skit even leads to it. It's like, because he leaves that table and he walks to the next one, and the next one's called the echo chamber.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, oh, hey, would you like to talk to a bunch of people who've been exposed to the exact same content as you? And it's like, and then you're just feeding, everybody's feeding into the same hysteria and paranoia. That's social media.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Facebook does. That's how they make their money.
I wish they would have blew up why they put the laugh reaction right next to the care reaction.
Yeah, I know.
Because I did that once to somebody who had their mother die.
Yeah.
And I accidentally hit the laugh. And
did
I quickly,
you fix it?
I fixed it, but they got the notification. Right. They know.
You originally laughed.
I messaged the person specifically to say it was a mistake.
I did not mean to click the laugh. I'm not laughing at your dead relative. Can you imagine getting that notification, like, pops up on your phone? Lazy E's laughing at your post. I'm going to miss you, Aunt Maria.
Yeah, it said Lazy E reacts, and then all of a sudden you just see the, ah!
He's laughing so hard, tears were coming out of his eyes.
Yeah.
My God, it's terrible. But then, like, the whole thing was, like, this woman testified, and, like, the very next day, or I think it was that day, it was that morning,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, because it's all owned by the same company, went down.
Yep.
For like an extremely long period of time.
It was through the morning, through the afternoun. It was late afternoon.
It was like
came
6 hours, I think they said it ended up being.
Something
which
like
is
that.
Six and a half, which is a really long time for a company that...
They lost $7 billion that day.
Yeah, Mark Boo-hoo. Zuckerberg lost a big chunk of change there. Yeah, I'm not broken up about it.
How will he ever survive?
With the other $14 billion.
Yeah. Well, what was funny is they were saying that even internal networks were down at like Facebook headquarters. Like their scan badges weren't even letting them into rooms because all of their infrastructure was dead. At one point, there actually was the DNS did not return a result for Facebook.com. Like when you typed it into your browser,
really?
It wasn't just a 504 or whatever, the server is not responding. It was, there's nothing here. So people actually did think for a split second that Facebook was completely gone from the internet.
I would have been okay with it.
I mean, a lot of people were saying that, too. That seemed to
but
be...
But they were posting it on Facebook.
They were posting it on Twitter, because Twitter right. was the only thing
no,
still
but
working.
But when it came back, all yeah. I saw on Facebook, I would have been happier if it was gone. Then why are you using it?
Right.
Yeah,
it's your choice.
Seriously, just
jumped on
it.
Immediately and yeah. started posting about it.
Yeah. I saw a couple friends post, how many times did you check Facebook that day to see if it was working? Mm-hmm. And there were so many comments of like, I might have a problem, because you recognize after that amount of time, like, how many times have you gone onto your browser or tried to click on the app to get it to work?
Or you just have that moment where you're sitting there and you're like holding your phone and you're like, what do I do? They're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. It's like, because like you realize, holy crap, I spent so much time scrolling. Like, I don't know how to live without it.
Well, I realized it for myself. Because how many times mm-hmm. I checked that, because that's where I usually get anything that comes up, stuff that are happening mm-hmm. happening in the world. I was like, oh my God, I keep on trying. I know it's down.
In your instance, though, like, you are in the entertainment business. So like staying plugged into like your people and what people are talking about is important to your job.
It is true. That, yeah.
You're not just some schmuck who sits at a desk all day and is
bored. Chris pointing to himself.
Yeah. You're not that. So, I mean, granted, I do this podcast, but you know what I mean? Late Tuesday, Zuckerberg broke his silence and said this woman's allegations after she testified to Congress Tuesday night don't make any sense. Mm. The heart of these accusations is the idea that we prioritize profit over safety and well-being. That is just not true. Whereas, like, a lot of people did point out that she did, in fact, make these statements under oath, so she is technically liable for them if she is lying.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would do that when you're testifying to Congress. I would hope not. Plenty of people have lied to Congress before and gotten away with it. But
yeah.
This lady isn't a bajillionaire, so yeah. I feel like she'd be on the hook for punishment if she were wrong about all of this.
Probably.
Yeah. It's just really, it's kind of a dark thing. You know what I mean? Social media, it does have its benefits. You know, it helps this show connect with its sure. listeners, but at the same time, there's a lot of bad there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of good memes going around about it now, though.
There are.
That's true. The meme game is strong.
Yeah. People are impressive.
We wouldn't have memes without social media.
I know.
So.
It's a double-edged sword.
What are
right.
you going to do?
The monkey's paw curls. It's just, you know, you got to take. I don't know how to follow that, so I'm not going to. We're just going to move on to the next thing. No other thoughts?
Nope.
No.
Anything? Yeah. No? Up next, Squid Game. Potentially the most popular show ever on the internet. We're going to talk about how it's different than it was.
Netflix.
Yeah. That's the internet. Well, Netflix is on
guess,
the internet.
Yeah, I guess it is. So.
What if you get the DVD sent to your house? I think you could still do that, right?
I don't know.
I don't think Netflix does that anymore.
Oh.
When they used to send discs in the mail to you?
Yeah, you'd put it on your queue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aw, so cute.
Anyway, Squid Game. Apparently it's different than it was supposed to be. We got the story why next.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Kazoo solo! Is this the Squid Game theme song?
It is.
I haven't watched an episode of this yet, but...
I watched all of it.
You watched the whole thing already?
Yep.
Dang.
Like, last month.
How long has it been out for?
A while.
It's been out for a while, but now it's getting traction.
Well, right, yeah. Everybody's been talking about it the last week, it feels like. Everybody's been really kicking into high gear.
Well, because it's starting to get into that Halloween season. This deals sure. with a lot of, like, kind of creepy ideas.
Is
and
it?
It's like an extreme Saw movie.
It's like the Hunger Games, I heard, but extreme.
Or that, yeah.
But wait. Much more violent.
No.
What?
I don't know
if I can watch it or not. I keep
you can watch it. It's really not that bad.
Listen, you got to remember, Mickey is completely desensitized to the suffering of others.
Yeah.
So it doesn't... Her idea of what is or is not violent or gory is different than what it might be for you.
Oh, my God.
It's really not that bad.
But how is it, though? Is it a good show?
It's very good, yeah.
Is it worth the watch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, I heard you could... watch subtitles, or you could get the dubbed version.
So Netflix on our account, we've been laughing about this because our friend Jess actually brought it up that we had the subtitles on for Seinfeld the other night. She's like, why are you watching it with subtitles? And somewhere like 2 years ago, we started getting into more like Korean films because they write better
Right.
They're more creative. They're fun to watch, but sometimes you need subtitles. So we've left
secretly
them on.
Mickey's into K-pop.
No, definitely not. So the subtitles were on and it was dubbed.
Okay.
So we did notice that when they were speaking, some of the subtitles didn't completely add up.
Interesting. And that's funny because that actually taps into, like, I'm not an anime person, but, like, I know friends of mine are. They're always recommending anime to me. And I'm not saying I'm against anime. I've watched plenty of anime that I like. But there's like a war in amongst like that culture where it's people like dubs versus subtitles or like translations or
sure.
whatever you want to call that. So like the usually the subtitles one is they're speaking their original languages and it's just translated to the best of the translator's ability in
right.
the form of English subtitles versus the dubs, which like for some reason are always slightly different. And a lot of people insist that, like, the dubs aren't as good or that, you know, but like I said, it's a big inter, like, Japanese and anime culture, people who are into that as entertainment. It's a big battle, like, which is better, dubs or subtitles? Meanwhile, I'm like, why don't you be a real purist and learn Korean?
Sure.
And then you don't have to have either.
Because by the time I learn Korean, this won't be gone.
Quit being a wuss and step up. Show that you're really a fan. But in any case, yes, Squid Game, according to this article in Bro Bible, on track to become the most popular Netflix series of all time. I haven't started watching it yet, but, I mean, enough people have been talking about it saying it's good
sure.
that I'm interested.
What's it about? I'm still confused.
People, so go ahead, like, explain the plot.
I don't want to give away.
Well, just explain like what the premise of it is.
So
like,
essentially, they're pulling people in to win a sum of money, and they pull them in by the fact that they don't have money to begin with.
Okay.
So they're grabbing people that are desperate,
mm-hmm.
And they're putting them into these games. They don't really explain a lot about the games or what they're getting themselves into, and that's where the tables turn. And that's where you spiral
Start
into a whole
those...
other story.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. So here, come play this. Come be on this game show. You can win $1 million or whatever it is. And it's
right.
like, but something else is going on, essentially behind the scenes
yeah.
or off camera or whatever.
Okay.
So yeah. Now, what's interesting is now they're saying that the subtitles, the closed captions. Are apparently mistranslated and are entirely changing the show.
Mm. I don't think they were that far off.
Well, again, this is this is from this article. It basically says,
and a lot of people are talking about this now.
It said, after speaking with some friends and colleagues who have already crushed the series, I ultimately opted for the dubbed English route, as someone wisely pointed out to me that half of the characters are wearing masks anyway. This appears to have been the right decision, as Korean-speaking fans of the show are claiming that the closed captions are incorrect and therefore altering plot lines and character arcs.
Hmm.
There's a couple of examples of this, I guess, on TikTok that has been spread in short videos on YouTube and Facebook elsewhere. Says the issue first gained traction on September 30th when New York-based comedian Youngmi Mayer, I probably butchered that name, I apologize, tweeted out that the context of the translation was largely incorrect. She said in part, I watched Squid Game with English subtitles, and if you don't understand Korean, you didn't really watch the same show. Translation was so bad. The dialogue was written so well, and zero of it was preserved. That's pretty extreme, an accusation.
But wait. She watched it with English subtitles, so she was hearing the Korean.
Right.
Yeah.
And probably reading the English and saying, this isn't exactly what they're saying.
Well, she probably saw the accusation that it wasn't correct and probably checked it for herself.
So here's an example. As explained by Mayer, certain pieces of dialogue are slightly mistranslated, which makes a huge difference when meaning is considered. In one clip, the character says, as told via subtitle, I'm not a genius, but I still got it work out, huh? Translation is close-ish, but upon review from Mayer, she says the line is more like, I am very smart, I just never got the chance to study, which, as she explains, is a huge trope in Korean media. It's not just a mistranslation, it's a lack of understanding of Korean pop culture.
Wow.
I mean, I guess, because the interesting thing, people don't realize when it comes to language, it is not a one-for-one...
Right. Like English.
...direct conversion. So, like, you can't take something that's in German,
mm-hmm.
or even in French, or Korean, or Chinese,
mm-hmm.
or... whatever Hindi, and whatever language you're speaking, it's not a direct word for word conversion to English.
Well, like, because a lot their of, word in most languages is a sentence.
Right.
Whereas English, that's why we're so difficult to learn the language, is word for word rather than one word equals a sentence.
Well, so like perfect example, right? And I only say this as somebody who's like could moderately speak a little bit of German, right? The English word for nurse in German is Krankenschwester, which literally though, now that's the word. Oh, right. Krankenschwester. You point that into Google Translate. It's going to tell you nurse. The literal translation, it's two words meaning sick sister.
Yeah.
That's what it literally translates into. So like, that's what I'm talking about. Like it's meaning inferred where it's not exactly a direct translation. And that's why it's difficult sometimes, especially when people translate like archaic languages, because you're pulling out, oh, this word is this. It's like, yeah, but is it conveying like what it means, or are you just pulling a direct, trying to do like a one-to-one conversion, which doesn't always work?
What I don't get is they put a lot of money into this Squid Games to make it. Why didn't they just get someone who speaks fluent Korean to do the subtitles?
Probably because of the same problem, I would assume. Like, languages don't always cross over exactly right.
But they could have adjusted it to, if this comedian could have picked out what she was trying to say, why couldn't they do that?
Or you have the same issue that you see in French, where you have French Canadian, you have French, you have, what is that? It's Creole.
Dialect.
So, right, the dialect. Like, if you hired somebody who does speak Korean, is it slang? Is it actual Korean? How did the writer write it? So they may very well have hired a person that spoke Korean and just not the right dialect.
That's a great point. And I can say that because not that long ago, there was a whole thread on Reddit, specifically in wrestling Reddit.
Of course.
About the fact that like people couldn't understand what certain Spanish-speaking wrestlers were saying when they were cutting their promos in Spanish. Other Spanish speakers were like, man, like, I wish they would, you know, talk slower. I can't understand them. And that blew a lot of people's minds. Like, what do you mean you can't understand them? It's like, well, you speak English. Can you understand what a Scottish person is saying? Because they speak English too. And it's like, yeah, good point. Half the time it sounds like gobbledygook, you know, even though it's the same technical language. Even British people, you know, from speak English, and it's like, what are you saying? What was that word that you just said? You know, what do you call trunk boot? Why? You know, this doesn't make any sense.
So it makes you wonder if this show is better to watch as a dub.
That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe.
Because obviously, I think I would do the dub. That sounds like a dance. I'm going to do the dub.
Well, there's the Y step, and so there's the dub.
There is dubstep.
I mean, oh my God.
Dubstep,
it's a real thing.
But I'll probably go with the dub version now that I know that the closed caption is not as good.
Right.
So at least I have a chance.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's interesting. And I guess that creates a compelling problem because a lot of people do insist that like, oh, the subtitles are better versus the dubbed version. You know, like I know.
Listen, you get from point A to point B and the story gets across regardless.
Well, that's Mickey's review of Squid Game.
Sounds excellent.
Yeah. It, what would you rate it, by the way, though, while we're here, like on a scale of 1 to 5?
Probably like a 4.
Oh, wow. She's right.
It was unique enough, and it was a good twist on previous ideas from older horror movies and things that we've, you know, read in books over the years that kind of tied all of it together.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned how, like, Korean entertainment and specifically, like, film and television is, like, better written.
It is.
They are having, like, a renaissance over there in terms of a storytelling renaissance and well, even with the rise of K-pop too, like overall entertainment renaissance on the Korean peninsula. And I mean, that's the thing, like because of that, there's a lot of people getting their creative visions out there. Whereas like here in America, everything's just kind of jaded. You know what I mean? Everything is cynical. Movies are only made for money. They don't care about story. They just want to appeal to the broadest audience possible. And music suffers from the same problem in the United States. Whereas over there, it's like, oh, it's like they're actually like getting into the art form of the art that they're creating. And it's a huge thing, which is why it's so much better.
You hope that bleeds over.
You would hope.
With the success. If the money comes with it, Yeah. Then it will bleed over.
Yeah, you would think like people watching this be like, wow, this is actually good. Why isn't more stuff like that? It's like, well, you're asking the right questions. You're just not directing them at the right places.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
but that's interesting, though. I don't know. Does anybody here speak Korean? I know we have listeners in Japan. We're huge in Japan.
I thought you were asking me.
I mean, listener, if you speak Korean... You know, I mean, there's got to be some. Freaksatafreakaccident.com. Let us know what your thoughts are on this, if you've seen the show.
Watch the show and let us know the correct translation.
Yeah, right.
Just
write out the whole thing.
Write it all out.
I expect a full report. Just type it out to me and send it to me because I want to know what's going on. And I want to be able to tell all these other idiots that I saw the best version of the show because I had somebody translate it for me verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
This person's going to write this out, and they're going to write like a whole bunch of wiener jokes, and like, that's all I'm going to be reading. I'm going to be like, I don't understand what's happening, but...
It's hilarious.
Yeah, everybody's talking about dong. It's just so weird. So, on the show next, which of these two lawsuits is crazier? We're going to find out.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
I mean, what other music are you going to use to lead into a discussion about law and order?
There it is.
So we got two lawsuits here. Both of them are ridiculous. But which is more ridiculous? We'll weigh in. Okay, first one up here from Reason.com. You would expect a car insurance company to cover damages from a crash.
I know this one.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
He's already giggling. Yeah. Maybe even like from a big hailstorm. You know, a bunch of hail comes down, dents your car. Maybe your insurance company covers it. But imagine asking if they cover this. Some woman, we don't exactly have her name, but she is demanding that Geico pay her $1 million. Because she...
Yeah.
She hooked up with a guy in her car, in his car, and he gave her an STD.
Oh my gosh. What?
How? What? How is that Geico's problem?
Gives a new meaning of 15 minutes or less, huh?
And what lawyer was willing to take this on?
I don't know. I mean, maybe this is one of those things that like that frivolous McDonald's lawsuit about the coffee that I always point back to that infuriated me and still does.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you know, technically there isn't a warning label on a car that says, warning, if you boink someone in this car without protection, you might get an STD. So they might have an argument. Well, how was I supposed to know that I'd get an STD in a car?
Oh my God.
I feel like this country and the justice system as a whole is stupid enough to allow for that. That's how cynical I am.
I think she might win it.
No.
I do.
No.
And she says she ended up with HPV. Throwback.
Yeah.
She ended up with HPV after getting it on with him in his 2014 Hyundai Genesis.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Yeah, she admits they didn't use protection, but still thinks Geico should pay because the guy has a policy with them.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you're insured.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, if you both have Geico, it's only going to go 50-50.
Insurance Mickey. she does have her license
have
to sell
license.
Insurance, so that's real.
That's real advice right there.
Yeah. That was free, too.
Mm-hmm.
Send us money. They say their car insurance company, this is Geico, only covers injuries that happen, quote, out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. This does not fit that category.
It
They're
was
existing.
Use of the car.
Technically, it was. Technically, it was. The judge hasn't made a ruling yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like, put a pin in that. I want to know what happens with that case because I want to know whether or not I need to maintain this cynicism that I carry around as a burden around my shoulders or if I should cast it off.
Kara.
What?
Look it up real quick. See if there's an update.
I don't think there'd be an update yet.
It could be.
When is this from?
It was Reason.com.
Not where. When?
October 5th.
But we don't know when
that
the actual
literally
lawsuit
yesterday.
Was filed.
I don't have that information in front of me. Right. And I could scour the article, but I don't
feel
like
it. Yeah, it's
too
much effort.
On to the next lawsuit while Kara is busy. Perfect transition. Perfectly timed. Back in 2018, okay, this is from MLive. Okay, back in 2018, a Cleveland man. Do we have the Cleveland sting?
Oh, just
Cleveland! I know we have that drop somewhere. A Cleveland man named John Walford was at home, at the home of his then fiance Judy. And she asked him to carry a box of vinegar jugs from her car to her basement.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Vinegar jugs? He's still vinegar jugs, technically.
Yeah.
Crisco and vinegar jugs. There's our next morning show. Yeah. So he carried the box through the back door.
Oh, he can't do it.
He had that victorious. He looks up, pressed a couple buttons, and he's like, Cleveland! So he carried the box through the back door, tripped over her shoes, and tumbled down the steps. He had several broken bones, racked up over $80,000 in medical bills.
Oh, my God.
And lost more than $18,000 in income because he couldn't work for several months. You didn't have short-term disability? Or would that be long-term?
No, that would be short term.
All right.
Free advice.
Insurance Mickey.
Business Mickey now.
Whatever.
Employee liability Mickey coming through with the clutch. So John then tried to sue Judy, claiming she created dangerous conditions in her home and failed at her duty as host to protect a social guest from these conditions. This past Thursday, the lawsuit was thrown out. A court ruled that Judy's shoes were open and obvious, and a person taking precautions would have seen them. How can that be the same justice system that said, person ordered coffee, got it, it was hot, they weren't expecting it, spilled it on themselves, and scalded themselves?
There is more to that story.
There is not more to that story. That's exactly what happened.
No, there isn't. That was it. The person who dumped the coffee on themselves, it was just hot. They didn't put caution hot on it at that time. That's why it's on every cup.
There is an updated version of that, and the explanation to the hot coffee. So coffee's supposed to boil at 180 degrees. McDonald's had it boiling at 210 or 220.
Oh, what a difference.
20 degrees difference is a big difference.
Okay, so one is scalding and okay. One is a little bit more scalding. Either way, my skin's melting! it was thrown out. Court ruled Judy's shoes open and obvious. The most fascinating part is the timeline. The accident happened in February of 2018, and a year later, in May of 2019, they got married. He sued her in October of 2019 after they got married.
Oh!
And now he's found out that he's not able to sue his now wife.
Yeah, because that becomes insurance fraud.
They are still married.
How are you still married?
So that's where the extra complication and the stupidity of this comes in. First of all, the ridiculous scenario, carry this box full of vinegar. Who's using that much vinegar? And for what?
Cleaning. Shrimp.
Kara wins with the better answer. ridiculous premise. Ridiculous, like, lawsuit frivolous, tripped over her shoes. And then on top of that, it very obviously was fraud.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to make money maybe to pay back their honeymoon or something.
Who
they
knows?
Took. God only knows. But the question now comes to us to determine which of these two lawsuits is the more ridiculous.
Geico. It's not even a question.
Yeah,
it's Geico.
I agree with Geico.
Because at least there was fraud in one. Someone was trying to do something like creative.
In the other one, somebody legitimately
sheer
thinks
stupidity.
That yeah. Geico should pay for them catching a sexually transmitted disease in the back of a Hyundai.
Yeah.
By the way, the update that I just looked up is that the judge has not made a ruling, but that this happened in 2018.
Right.
And that Geico's suing them for colluding with each other because they won't identify themselves. And because they don't have to do with minors, they want to make them identify themselves, and they won't. They go by initials only.
Interesting.
Ooh.
That might be enough of a weird, because there's all sorts of weird little tricks to getting out of getting sued. Like, that might work. I don't know, though. That I'm really going to be upset if somebody gets, if they win that lawsuit.
They won't.
That's like that one of that criminal that broke into somebody's house and got hurt.
Yeah, he fell through a skylight,
yeah,
and he sued and won or
and
something.
Won.
At least that's the urban legend anyway. I don't know if that's actually true.
I heard an alligator.
That can actually happen.
Wow, Insurance Mickey is just laying the facts on us. These people won't get sued.
It's scary what insurance does and doesn't do.
It is scary.
Yeah.
It just makes you more frightening than you already
were.
Well,
there's that too, yeah.
Which is like, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
You're already high on that scale. On the spoop scale. Mickey comes in at like
you're
9.
You're saying spoop, right?
Yeah. I am like saying poop? Spoop.
Like the poop?
I'm there was a t-shirt I saw. It was a really fat ghost and it said out loud he's spooping. And ever since then I've been like, oh, this is really spoopy. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't hearing it wrong. I thought
he's
I
trying
know.
To be cute. It's not
you
not
were
working.
Saying spooky,
says you
but it sounded like spoopy.
It is spoopy.
It's the poop.
Yeah, it's the poop.
I guarantee Lazy E thinks I'm adorable. Lazy E.
Of course.
There you go. See, aww. Mickey's opinion is null and void.
When I'll take poop over bugs any day.
What did you say? You'll take spoop over bugs every day? Up next, if you could only keep one streaming service, which one would it be? The challenge is on.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Netflix, and chill. Netflix, and chill.
So we went from Netflix. Wait, he's getting down. Uh-oh. Is that going on the gram?
Yeah. She's trying.
Do it for the Grammy. Do it for the gram.
And chill. Netflix, and chill.
There it is.
Perfect. This is happening in real time.
That's awesome. Great.
Real behind the scenes.
I'm going to make that a boomerang.
There you go.
Better.
Because they can go back and forth. Speed it up, too, so he does it really fast. So the question was posited on our social media to our listeners and followers. If you could keep one streaming service, which one would it be? So, I mean, why don't we answer first?
Okay.
We'll get the listeners' reactions, and then we'll actually go to this poll in Business Insider where people gave their feedback on it. So, Lazy E, of all of them, because there are many now. Mm-hmm. We went from having, like, one to now there's 400 of them.
Yep.
And now, just to preface what I have Hulu, I have Amazon Prime,
okay.
I have Netflix, and I have Disney Plus.
Okay.
This was tough because there's something on every one that you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Netflix is more revisiting shows.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much new shows anymore.
Right.
I used to have some new shows on there that I would watch. Prime has The Boys on it, which is really good.
Yep. Excellent show.
It's a great show. What other one did I say?
Hulu.
Hulu, I wouldn't keep it. I would knock that one out right away because most of it is what's on TV.
Yeah.
Proofreader would say differently because she loves Hulu. There's some limited series on there. I eliminated Hulu right off the bat. Just by pure the amount on there, I knocked out Prime. So now we're at Netflix and Disney Plus.
This is intense.
Disney Plus won because of Loki.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, he was well-reasoned in his argument.
Yep. Because Netflix, again, is revisiting a lot.
Okay.
I could remember that stuff. New stuff on Disney Plus.
Okay.
What's keeping me.
We'll go to Mickey now.
We technically have two streaming services, but we literally just use Netflix 99% of the time.
So it's Netflix for Mickey.
Yeah. The other one's Peacock, but I think we used it. Something with Murderer.
Murderer uses it to watch WWE
there
crap,
you
doesn't
go.
It? Yeah, because that's where the network is now.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Kara?
I have the same streaming services as Lazy E does. Those four.
So where are you at?
So I think I'm going to say Netflix, and only because it's the first one that comes to my mind when I think about if I'm going to stream something.
Okay.
Like, I'll be like, oh, what do we have on Netflix? Even if there's, because there's shows that I like on all of them. And in fact, there's a really good show that I think is hilarious right now on Hulu with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Selena
Gomez. It's called Only Murders in the Building. And it's actually very funny.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I think I'm just a little more invested in Netflix.
So, that's interesting, too. that you, because it's the first one you think of.
Yeah.
For me, I have now technically I have Disney Plus through a friend who lent me their password to use it, because you're allowed to do that though. Yeah. With Disney Plus, they let you share it with up to
criminal.
One or two people. No, but now like I upgraded my phone and like I get like Disney Plus now as part of my phone plan for free as like a bonus. So I mean, I guess I have Hulu and ESPN Plus, like that whole package. Like,
on ours too, and I just have no idea.
Well, the thing, I have not bothered to like actually take advantage of that offer yet. I need to figure out how to do that, I guess, because I would have Hulu, but really, like I watch Disney Plus, I watch Amazon Prime, I watch Netflix, and I have HBO Max. So for me, though, without getting too much into the nitty-gritty, if I had to keep one, it would probably be Netflix. Mm-hmm. Just because I feel like Netflix has a more consistent track record of delivering good stuff.
Sure. Like, it has Squid Games on there right
Squid
now.
Squid Game. You know, Stranger Things, not so much maybe the last season, but like that first season, spectacular. You know, it also has Cobra Kai on there. There's a lot of things like that. I've seen a couple of their original movies. Mm-hmm. They're not bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, really, I think Netflix has a better, like I said, they produce more good quality, like really, really good quality stuff more often.
Right.
To where like, I would have to use Netflix as my lockup. Our listeners responded thusly. Emily said, I only have Disney Plus and Netflix and love them both, but I watch more series on Netflix, so it would be that one if I had to choose. There you go.
All right.
Mike T said, I would keep Disney Plus. We enjoy the shows and movies. It has Star Wars and Marvel shows and movies. Mm-hmm. Also, my son has enjoyed the National Geographic stuff, because National Geographic Plus, I think, comes with Netflix, too.
I can see, especially if you have kids, Disney Plus is like the ultimate
streaming. Sure, that makes sense.
Streaming.
I mean, Disney, for me, Disney Plus is good. Like, Mandalorian is a legitimately great show. Mm-hmm. But, like, everything else I've seen on there, like, even the Marvel shows, it's been like, they're all right. You know what I mean? Like, they're okay. But it's like, I could stand to lose them and feel like I'm not missing out on anything.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like Netflix, I feel like there's interesting stuff to be found on there. You know?
My sister comments about Disney Plus a lot, that there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff and the making of that she likes to watch, which I never took advantage of checking any of them. I just keep hearing her tell me to look at them.
We
also had one on Instagram.
Oh, we did have one.
Yeah. Laura said she would keep Hulu because of the trashy reality Bravo shows that make her feel better about her life.
That's why I love those trashy shows.
Hey, there you go. Whatever excuse you need.
Whatever word.
If they're pumping it right into your veins, go for it.
Let me tell you, you want to feel better about yourself? I watched with Proofreader, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you want to feel great about yourself?
Really?
Watch that show.
Okay.
Just watch it.
That bad?
Oh,
This is the feedback now from a survey of 4,000 American users that gave results to Business Insider. Okay, so number 10, 6% said other or none of the above. So that's weird. I mean, they don't have streaming services. Maybe, or you know, whatever. It's like such an obscure thing. Number 9, Apple TV at 1%.
Oh,
man, nobody likes Apple TV.
And you know what stinks? I've heard some shows on there are good, like Ted Lasso, I think, is on there. And The Morning Show.
Yeah, I heard that's a good show.
But that's like nobody has Apple TV.
I've never heard of Ted Lasso. I have heard of The Morning Show. I've seen about 400 shows just like it in the past. It's like I could stand to miss that one. Boring. 1% said Peacock.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, who in their right mind would ever subscribe to Peacock unless you're going specifically for WWE content? And I've even heard from people,
it's awful.
It sucks.
It's awful.
So
what's the point?
Right, exactly. Like they got rid of their own network, sold it to Peacock, and Peacock has ruined it.
Yeah.
So there's literally no reason to have it.
Right.
You can tell Murderer I said that.
It'll save us our $10 a month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Number 7, Discovery Plus at 1%.
A lot of people love Discovery Plus.
I mean,
100%. I know a lot of people though that love Discovery
Plus. How many more different shows with like beautifully choreographed nature documentaries could you need, though?
But that also includes the cooking ones too. They own Food Network.
Oh, do they? Oh. Discovery Plus?
Yeah.
How many recipes for grilled cheese do you really need?
Everyone.
Is the cooking stuff, do they own Tiny Kitchen?
I don't know.
Did you ever see Tiny Kitchen?
No.
Any of you?
No.
What is it about?
It's so relaxing to me. It's my way that I chill when I go to bed. I watch like little clips of it. It's a person's hands, and it's close, zoomed in to these little tiny portions of food. They make pizza from scratch and cook.
You know what? I did see a clip of that at one point.
I assumed it was like regular sized people going into a tiny kitchen. Right, like, yeah. Oh God, I can't fit.
Yeah, it's one of those people who
makes little tiny meals.
Yeah, and it's like real food, and then they like.
I was thinking it would be like one of those people who live in those tiny houses, and it's like, now I'm going to teach you how to have to survive in this place where your bedroom and your kitchen and your bathroom are all a knee's width apart. So, incidentally, not to sidetrack, but you know what I watch to relax at night?
What?
I've been watching Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have the entire series on YouTube.
I won't watch that documentary because I'm scared it will ruin Bob Ross on me.
I don't think it's necessarily ruins him as much as it like ruins, it tarnishes some of like the, like after he passed away, it was like the fighting and the bitterness over legacy.
Right.
You know, I don't think it had anything to do with him necessarily. But I'll admit, I have the same concern. I'm like, if this reveals some deep, dark, evil secret about this beautiful man, I'm never going to leave my house again because life.
Relax.
Yeah. But at that totally. It's like it's meditative watching him paint. It's perfect. So number six, Paramount Plus.
Oh no!
I had forgotten that even existed up until this list.
That's right. I think we might have it, or we have. I'll tell you what. Wait, here's why I don't know for sure.
How much money do you waste a month?
I don't know if we. I don't think we pay.
I don't know. That
I don't
was
think
your
we
answer
pay
to
for
that
it,
question.
Though, unless it's included with our thing. Because we watch Yellowstone, and that's on Paramount Plus, right? Or is it also on another channel?
I don't know.
It might be on another
channel.
I
like that we've taken to calling streaming services channels now. Because that's what it's... We've literally come full circle. I pulled the plug to save money. Now I'm spending $400 a month on all these different streaming channels.
Mm-hmm. I think we have it. I'm not sure.
Prime. So that's Amazon Prime. Prime Video, number 5, 6%. Interesting that that's that low on the list. Topped by Disney Plus at number 4.
Really?
9% said they would keep Disney Plus. That is a shockingly low number, especially considering that kid factor that you mentioned.
Yeah, because it has every movie.
Right. All of the Disney library.
Yep.
HBO Max at number 3.
Wow.
13%. It also has the highest satisfaction rating. 51% of people with HBO Max said they are very satisfied with it.
Well, you know what also helps that? They release all their movies simultaneously. The Warner Brothers movies?
Yeah.
So that helps when you have a family that you want to go take to a movie?
Right.
So far, they were testing that this year. Whether they continue doing it next year will be something to
see. It'll be interesting to see how many people agree with that then.
I actually have not taken advantage of it yet. Any movie that's come out that I wanted to see, I've gone to see it in a theater. Mm-hmm. I haven't bothered to stream them, unless it's been like a streaming exclusive or something like that. But that's interesting. I do have HBO Max. I mentioned that. And I do enjoy it. It's a pretty good streaming service. They got a lot of great movies on there. I haven't really gotten too much into their shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just released that Sopranos prequel.
Somebody was just telling me about that.
Yeah.
I didn't ever get into the first one, so I have no idea.
I never saw The Sopranos, so
It's a bunch of angry Italians. They kill people. The end. That's the story.
Yeah.
Number 2, Hulu, 21%. Yeah. And then at the top of the mountain, number 1, which seems to be what we all kind of agreed on, Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
41% of people agreed it'd be the last one that they cancel.
Sure.
Interestingly enough, 46% of people have a very high satisfaction with Netflix as well.
And by the way, I did look it up, and you can still get DVDs mailed to you.
Wow.
Nice.
How much extra does it cost? Or do you have to like
$4 million. No, I don't know. It didn't say. It probably did say. I just probably didn't read it.
Because back in the day, like the $15 a month, that was the bundle. You could get the streaming and get a DVD set.
Well, yeah,
because
not everything was streaming.
Right, but that's different now.
Yeah, everything's streaming now.
Yeah, and you can't. Physical is like becoming a rarity anymore,
yeah.
Which upsets me because I still buy most of the really important things to me physical. don't look at my CDs. Keep them out of your mouth and out of your mind.
The standard DVD plan is $7.99 a month, and the premiere plan is $11.99 a month.
It's not bad.
Premiere.
Both plans come with a 1 month free trial, and you can add Blu-rays for a few more dollars a month.
That, what a ripoff.
Yeah, so if you don't want to pay for like an internet connection and a streaming service, you just have the DVDs.
Just one DVD at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'm paying for internet that barely works, so I might as well just make that regressive step backwards. Actually, that is going to wrap up the show. We are out of time, so we are going to have to push off the top 20 scariest movies.
So we lied to them.
We've done that a lot, Mickey. They still come back.
We told them to listen till the end.
The Spoopy.
That's true. We did tell them to listen to the end for the Spoopies, and we did lie to them about that. So now we're doubling down and saying you got to come back next week for that.
We also lie every time we say this is a good show.
Now, you don't need to hurt all of us like that.
Just don't trust us.
Just going to kick you right in the gonads.
You already did. Yeah, that happened.
Right in the Spoop.
Right in the Spooper?
Yeah.
Right in the Spoopers.
We got it right in the Spooper. You know what? You know what? You know what? I'll do it tonight.
Okay.
I'll do it this time with the thing and telling people what they got to do about the stuff. So,
I continue to rub off.
Yeah, I will. I will rub off right on you right now. So get ready.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's right.
I love that one.
This is the listeners thinking right now because they listened to the end and weren't rewarded with that segment. But next week on the show will be the top 20 scariest movies according to science. And that'll be good because we'll be getting deeper into October, more into the spooky time of the year.
Yeah. Spooky time. And spooky, you know what we're going to find out?
Right.
You know, shocking twist. Science is a person.
It's like Joe Science is his name. Yeah. He wears a lab coat.
He watches movies, eats popcorn and like Raisinets.
But he has like a lab coat.
Yeah.
And he wears like safety goggles just because.
Well, it's like the guy who's head of the labor union. Tony Labor.
Right, yeah.
Just Tony Labor.
So, we'll have that next week. The best way to get that without, like, forgetting about it is to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And by the way, I will also mention, it's like a little behind-the-scenes stuff because you always hear people who are content creators, you know, smash that like button, hit subscribe, ring the bell, whatever, on YouTube, wherever you listen. The reason they say all that stuff is because subscriptions and highly reviewed shows, so if you rate us high, those shows have way higher standing than their peers, which is why we're always asking for you to subscribe and leave us a good review, because that's like the biggest thing you can do to help us is to do those two things. So please do that. We would owe you big time if you did. Subscribe, review, and rate wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. You can also head to our website, which is the central location for all things A Freak Accident. It is afreakaccident.com. We make it very easy on you by naming it right after the show. Nothing complicated. Yeah. Letter A, freakaccident.com. Simple. Click connect. All of our social media links are there so you can come and interact with us on a day-to-day basis outside of just listening to the show. Our shop is there. We have a t-shirt for sale. It's affordable. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool shirt. Thinking about expanding the shop a little bit in the days ahead, so keep an eye out for that. You can also request there on the shop page free stickers by just supplying your mailing address. And I will not send you my collections mail, I promise.
Wow.
Wink.
Liar.
So I won't do that, I swear. And you can also, at the website, click podcast and find the archive of all of our episodes. Because wherever you're listening, you might have 10 available, 20, even up to 50 or 100. We are like one episode away from 300. I think this is like 298 or 299.
Oh, that's going to be the episode where Mickey kicks you off a cliff through the chest.
Like, is that what we're doing? Yeah, what we're doing?
I think that was the stunt we played.
Was that in the original contract? I don't remember writing.
Might
that.
Be.
Well, yeah, because of 300, the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Okay.
You see?
We'll have to do a special video for that then, maybe. So, yeah, we're very close to 300 episodes, and you can get all of them right there in the podcast section at afreakaccident.com. As always, if you want to reach out, freaks@afreakaccident.com. And again, as we always say, the most important thing you could do for us is
share us with your friends.
Yes. Tell people that you know about the show.
Yes.
Sean Connery is here.
And next week, spoopiness. So come back for more spoops on a spoopity. Spoop accident.
On a spoop accident.
Ew, it sounds like we pooped our pants.
Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. I don't know. Guess who? Catch you next time. Thanks for listening.
Falling into your chocolate butthole.
saving it.
What?
He was saving it for the end. Chocolate butt.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening. For a freak accident, I'm Chris Gale.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Spoop, spoopity, spoop.
Cleveland.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.